Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena, Jenna, how are you?
Very good, very good. So we were just reminiscing about our partying weekend.
Yeah, I think everyone's had big weekends.
Did you have a big weekend as well, Jenna?
Yeah.
It's a tough Monday, isn't it?
I know, it's a tough Monday.
Hey, what are we talking about this morning?
So I want to give some people some hope.
Some hope.
I'm reading this book called Humankind, A Hopeful History by Rutger Bregman. I just wikied how old he was. I'm blown away. He's only 32.
Wow.
And he's really well known for this book that came out in 2014 called Utopia for Realists.
Oh, right.
Have you heard of
that?
Yeah,
I have heard of that.
And so I guess he's a historian, philosopher, and looks at economics of the world and puts it in a positive context.
Okay.
So the idea through this book is that he is kind of debunking a lot of philosophical theory about how dark and terribly evil we supposedly all are, to say that we're actually okay.
That's quite nice.
And, you know, I've been feeling recently that it's an apocalyptic time, and I'm feeling better after reading this. I'm actually listening to this book, but I have the physical book on me. It's quite a nice listen. So, what he does is he looks at really specific things and then debunks what people say about them. So he looks at one of the most basic things that we have all probably all studied at high school is Lord of the Flies, and when you put children on an island, they'll go feral. But he's like, this has never been done before.
Yeah.
And he finds this case of a real Lord of the Flies, of these Tongan boys that lived on an island for over a year and a half and actually were fine. He's like, why don't we read the Lord of the Flies at school, but then also look at this true life story next to it?
Yeah.
He looks at... of course, he looks at the Nazis. He looks at Easter Island and kind of oral history being twisted until it's completely untrue. It's quite, I'd say this book is quite anti-colonial in a way, which I'm like quite interested in. He definitely looks at the Stanford University experiments and how like crazy they were.
What were the Stanford University experiments for people who don't know?
So have you guys heard about it? They got a group of students who were paid to be there, and they had like prisoners and prison wardens in the basement of the Stanford University, and people just went crazy.
Yeah.
But apparently that was all led by the lecturer, and he told the prison guards what to do, even though in the research it was saying that he didn't, and they naturally did that.
So that is one that people kind of come back to, a bit like Lord of the Flies, to be like, oh, human nature is fundamentally X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
And he's trying to sort of debunk these maybe negative preconceptions we have.
Yeah, and he's a brave man. He's like bringing on lots of really renowned philosophers such as Steven Pinker and Jared Diamond and being like, no, that research doesn't stick. Yeah, so he's very, I guess he's quite earnest, but he has a lot of research behind him.
Yeah.
And he's quite chipper.
So when you say, though, he's talking about things like the Nazi regime and stuff, I'm sure that he's not coming in and saying, oh, actually wasn't as bad as everyone says it is. What's his kind of like conversation around something like that?
So I guess he's looking at... So most people are quite like, you know, they like things and they like to be part of a group and like to feel part of something. The negative thing is when you start, and we see this in what's happening now, is that when you find your bubble of other people that like it, then you can feel buoyed by them, even if that's a negative thing.
A very negative thing.
So he's not saying we're a perfect world, and we're definitely not, but we're actually a lot better than we have been in the past, and if we change our thinking and we can restructure parts of our world. And he's really well known for taking on the tax system and different ways of taxing people, that we could be onto a better path for everybody.
That's really interesting.
I would say this would be the top non-fiction, like easy access popular science type book that will be for this year, like the new Sapiens.
Awesome.
I was thinking along the lines of Sapiens, especially when you said you listened to it. I know a lot of people have listened to Sapiens opposed to reading it.
Yeah, and it's like really, really accessible. It's so especially with listening to it, and I always have the payback because I like to go back and stuff,
but
it's just like listening to a really good in-depth podcast with lots of backed up theories.
Who voices it? Does he voice his own book?
No, he doesn't.
Else?
It's like a British man. he does the introduction.
Right.
It's translated from Dutch.
Awesome.
So yeah, I think, oh man, I felt, I don't know if you guys feel the same, but I felt like really, on New Year's Day, I was in Hawea and all the fires, smoke
Big
came
orange
over.
Sky,
and
yeah.
I was like, oh God, this is it. It hasn't got any better. I've been feeling good. And also what I like about this is that, I mean, because, you know, 12 Rules for Life by Jordan B. Peterson was such a controversy. He, in his epilogue, Rutger Bregman has 10 rules to live by, which I think are probably less psychotic than
it's probably good.
Jordan B. Peterson.
The Jordan Peterson stuff is quite interesting, though, because it kind of taps into that thing of like, well, maybe some people listened to Jordan Peterson or read Jordan Peterson and felt like that validated their identity or their personhood or their sense of like instability or something. And in that way that you're just talking about, Jenna, feel like, oh, that's a community, or like that's a bunch of people who are thinking about the same thing and I can be part of that. And without that kind of like criticality or necessarily realizing that some of that stuff really badly oppresses or sort of like pushes on other groups of people as well, that kind of thing can be pretty dangerous. So it's interesting to see that maybe this book is saying there's more hopeful ways or more like positive ways that we can channel that bit of human nature.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, there's so much stuff to do with tribal, you know, people in their tribes at the moment. And this is, yeah, I'm feeling good. But yeah, just really easily digestible, which I think is really great for some nonfiction, because some people kind of like, oh, I don't read, that.
This one's
too
good.
Deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remind us of the title for people who've popped in late. We've had a couple of texts.
Oh, it's called Humankind, A Hopeful History by Rutger Bregman, and it's published by Bloomsbury. We have it at Timeout. It's $35.
Primo.
And you can get a little bit off with your B card.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Jenna. That sounds like a very hopeful read. So cheers for that.
Thank you.
That was Loose Reads.
It certainly was.